Joining me now, someone who I get along with really well, someone I really respect. I've broken bread with this man before. He's a wonderful guy. But right now, Mark Sacchino, host and producer of Golf Talk Canada, and you can listen to it on Mondays here on TSN 1050. All right, now, I can't stand this man. In fact, I'm tired of him. I'm thinking of muting and blocking his stupid Twitter account because the man's in Hawaii. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Matt, I'm not making a lot of friends back home this week. I know. This is a rough work assignment this week, right, in Maui. So it's going to be 80 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny again today, and that is the forecast for the rest of the way here at the Century Tournament of Champions. So, I mean, like, Maui's pretty perfect most of the time, but we've got a really good stretch here for golf. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I didn't need any of that. Like, literally, I didn't. Okay, follow-up question of this. We'll get to golf. How much does hockey media hate golf media? Like, you have to travel to Detroit and then Pittsburgh and then Minnesota, and there are flights canceled because, you know, it's winter, and you're going from Hawaii to somewhere else in Hawaii, to California, and wherever golf events can be played. How much do the hockey media hate golf media?
Well, totally. You know, it's so funny you bring this up because, you know, we're all staying at the media hotel this week, and one of the top dogs at PGA Tour Entertainment, we were sitting by the pool, and I was just chatting with him, and he's like, you know, I used to do a Bruins hockey back in the day. And I got to tell you, those Boston-Edmonton flights in January were a lot different than these Maui flights for the PGA Tour. So you're right. I'm sure a lot of our hockey guys are looking at these assignments saying, I picked the wrong sport. But, hey, listen, I'm doing is doing my job, Matt, head down, not enjoying any of this, just efforting here in Hawaii. That's all I'm doing.
You're a hell of a hero there, Mark. All right, so let's get to it. The Century Championship going in Hawaii. I see Rahm is involved. Just who are the names? I think Justin Thomas, John Rahm, they've opened the tournament as co-favorites at plus 800. What do people need to know who are tuning in? Because sometimes it's like you wake up and you forget that golf is back. You turn on the TV and you're like, oh, my God, I know that guy, and he's got a five iron. Like, what should people know about this event?
Well, it's a very different event to start the year, the first two events of the year. This is a winners-only event here in Hawaii, so it's a star-studded field. So to get into this event, you've got to be somebody already. Rahm, as you mentioned, one of the favorites. He started yesterday at 7-under par. He's only one off the lead. Cameron Smith's got the lead at 8-under par. And the logjam, Berger, Rahm, and Patrick Cantlay, of course, FedEx Cup champion, PGA Tour Player of the Year, Patrick Cantlay, also at 7-under par. So lots of big names playing well on the first day. Koepka at 5-under, Morikawa at 5-under. I guess the big surprise is that Justin Thomas, who was one of the co-favorites, as you mentioned, this guy has two wins and two third-place finishes in the last 4 years, or excuse me, the last 5 years at this golf tournament. He loves this golf course. He shot one over par yesterday, which is a bit of a shock. So, but other than Justin Thomas, a lot of the names that were supposed to do something are doing it. I guess the big two, Rahm and Cantlay.
Let's get the COVID question out of the way. I'm wondering if the PGA has talked about it or any concerns they have. Obviously, very different sport, different set of parameters than what we're dealing with in the NHL, NBA, and in the NFL, where the Super Bowl might get moved. But I'm just wondering if the PGA has brought it up at all.
There's been, like, no talk, zero talk. I think there's a couple things going on, to be honest with you. A, it's an outdoor sport.
Yeah.
B, golf was the first sport to come back originally when I think the rest of the world, in fact, there was a lot of naysayers saying that the PGA Tour was being irresponsible when they returned as early as they did in June of 2020, late May of 2020. There was a lot of people calling them out, and they were saying, no, we can lead out of this and show you guys how to do this safely in an outdoor environment. So they've got a lot of, I guess, you know, history and information they've gathered under their belt on how to deal with this so long, you know, pre-vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the other part of this, and as Canadians, sometimes maybe we don't recognize, or I don't as often as I should, But the states themselves govern themselves so differently amongst each other as we do in Canada as provinces. Yeah, there's slight differences province to province, but overall there's a much more Canadian way of dealing with this. Where in the U.S., you could have potentially, theoretically, you could have 50 very different ways of dealing with COVID, depending on what state you're in. So where the tour is that week, it can look like a very different tournament than the week before. But right now, they're not talking about it. But I don't see this going backwards much in America. The one that concerns me, Matt, I know I hate to talk like this in January.
We should be speaking more
optimism. Could we go 3 years without a Canadian Open?
Of course we can. I mean, they're talking about not having the outdoor games at Tim Hortons. Anyway, no, we're not getting into that. But, okay, I just wanted to ask you real quick. I just wanted to ask you the COVID question. We're going to move on. At the end of the year, I did my predictions for 2022. By the way, we're joined again by Mark Sacchino, host and producer of Golf Talk Canada. And I said that one of my predictions, Jordan Spieth, is going to win the Open Championship. He won in the Royal Birkdale in 2017, ninth in 2018, second in 2021, fourth in 2015. And there's a golf tournament with or a major with no water, brown grass, and a lot of wind and umbrellas that don't work. That's where Spieth is going to do well. Your thoughts on my prediction? I was going to do a couple with you. Jordan Spieth wins the Open Championship.
I think that's not a bad prediction. He putts any type of putting surface well. Sometimes the greens at St. Andrews can be a little slow, a little bumpy. He's proven he can putt those greens well. Not everybody can. His Achilles heel has always been, several last few years, is just he needs wiggle room off the tee. It's a wide golf course off the tee. Plenty forgiveness there, especially if we get some decent weather, which, as you know, at St. Andrews, when they get decent weather, they tear it up. But if they get bad weather and the Open raises its ugly head, you can certainly get some different scores. But I like the wiggle room off the tee there for Jordan. And finally, he's contended at St. Andrews before. He almost won the Open Championship there a few years back, so it's not like he doesn't know how to have success around that golf course. So I'm on board with that prediction. I'm not saying, he's my guy, he's going to get it, but I would certainly be suggesting that that's not a bad call. It might be worth a good look.
I'm seeing, and I was just looking at some of the odds here. I see John Rahm, 10-1 to win the Masters, Brooks Koepka, 20-1 to win the Masters or the PGA Championship. I throw those three future bets at you. Is there any that Mark Sacchino bites on?
One of my predictions at the end of the year, and I'm sticking with it, is that Colin Morikawa is going to win the green jacket. So he's still my guy at the Masters. In the last 20 years, statistically speaking, it's the best iron player that wins at Augusta. We have this theory about great putters. You got to be a great putter. You got to be a bomber. Yeah, bombers and great putters have won. But historically, in the last two decades, it's the guy leading in strokes gained approach, the best iron player in the field, best iron player in the world that week that gets it done at Augusta. There's not a better iron player on the planet than Colin Morikawa. He putted with a blindfold last year at Augusta and still kind of contended through the weekend. If he makes any putts at all, he's going to win the green jacket. I still got Morikawa for the Masters. But Rahm is a good pick on any golf course at any time. And his ball striking, for a guy that took a lot of time off, he is striping it already this week. I think, he's a good bet on any tour at any time right now. He's that good, but so is Morikawa. Koepka's going to be an interesting one to see. A lot of question marks. I don't know. He's talking like he's expecting himself to have a big year. I'm still a wait-and-see approach on Koepka. I want to see what he does in the first couple months of the year.
Yep, and just see his health is. By the way, Morikawa is tied for eighth at the Century Tournament of Champions at 5-under. More likely to happen, Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka become BFFs, or Bryson wins a Grand Slam event this year?
I guess we got to go. Well, I think they played us that, Bryson and Brooks. I think they played us for that made-for-TV scam in Vegas. I mean, I don't even know how much of that was real or not. So, you know, I'll go with Bryson. I think Bryson is one of those guys that sometimes he's going to look like you're scratching your head, like, what's going on here? Like the back nine on Sunday at Torrey Pines last year at the U.S. Open. He had one hand on that U.S. Open trophy that John Rahm ended up winning and imploded. He shot 43 on the back nine coming home at Torrey Pines. So, but there are those days where he puts, or those weeks where he puts 4 days together. And with that type of distance and that kind of explosiveness, I think, you know, he's probably due to win a major again. Yesterday on the 18th hole, I was calling him coming home, his last hole. It's just a monster par five. He hit his drive is somewhere in the neighborhood of 380 yards and the ball speed was 199 miles per hour. So he's approaching, you know, over 200 miles an hour ball speed, which is unheard of in actual competitive play. You see stuff like that at long drive competitions where the guys can hit it, you know, in a field that's like, you know, two football fields wide and they're not playing golf. To see a guy like get to those levels and creep up to those numbers in a PGA Tour event, it's like, it's just scary. It's unheard of. So I think Bryson will go with that one.
Joined by Mark Sacchino again. You can hear him this Monday, Golf Talk Canada on TSN 1050. What are your expectations for Brooke Henderson this year?
Yeah, I'm hoping Brooke has a big year. We had this debate, Bob, Adam, and I. We kind of called it. It wasn't a year she took a step forward. And it wasn't a year she went back. You know, she did win. You know, historically speaking, what she's done at such a young age is incredible, and we got to keep it in perspective. But it was another year where she didn't contend in a major. It was a year where she got one win, not two wins. So, you know, you can't call a winner a step back, but not contending in majors, I don't think, is a big step forward. So this year, I think, got to be a bit of a, I don't want, you know, bounce back year, for lack of a better term. The concern, and we'll know it early, is, Matt, this year they limited the length of drivers on professional tours. It used to be a limit of 48 inches. They went back to 46 inches. Brooke Henderson, her entire career, has played with a 48-inch driver that she choked down on 2 inches. And she has been practicing with a 46-inch driver and is saying it feels very different for her. Because if she chokes down on a 46, she's going to be technically turning it into a 44. And if she doesn't choke down on it, it's a completely different feel for her. So she's going to have to adapt to this, and it might take some time. So, again, all eyes on Brooke early in the LPGA Tour season to see what she comes up with from an equipment standpoint.
And last question with Mark Sacchino, and if I don't ask you this, our boss, Jeff McDonald, will have me fired and you reprimanded. Late this PGA season, near the end of this upcoming PGA season, the odds that Tiger Woods is teeing off on a Saturday?
I'm going to say 95%.
Oh, nice. Okay. We will leave it.
Matt, no, I'm thinking we're going to see him. Right. Play golf at the Players Championship in March. Jeff thinks I'm a little aggressive. He thinks it's going to be later on in the year.
Bob He's Weeks thinks you're aggressive. No way Bob Weeks agrees with you. No way.
Nope. They all think I'm a little early, but the Wednesday night of the Players Championship, Tiger Woods goes into the World Golf Hall of Fame on that Wednesday night. It is one of the flattest golf courses on the PGA Tour, and by modern day standards, it's a short golf course. I am hopeful and still have a holding on to the possibility that he plays the Players' Championship.
All right. Love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's great. I hope you're right. Listen, Bob Weeks, what does he know about golf? Come on. You know, I hope. I hope you are right, my friend.
Have a great day, man. Great chat with you.
Yeah, you as well. Enjoy Hawaii.
Thanks, Matt. I'll do my best. I'll have a nice crisp Chardonnay for you.
Get out of here. Enjoy your Chablis. Get out of here. That is Mark Sacchino from